Okay, Chevra, I want to wish you a good afternoon and a Yom Nisi'im Sameach. And as such, since it is Yom Nisi'im, I think it is important that we focus on the Malacha of Kotzer because, whatever, I have no idea why, but I'm just thinking about that. Okay, so B'Kitzer, the Gemara tells us on Daf Ayin Gimel on the base, Hakotzer, Habotzer, Hagoder, Hamasik, Ha'ura, Kulan, Malacha Achas. Right? All of these things are the same Malacha. Basically, there is a difference in terms of what is the Chefza that is being cut down. By Kotzer, you're cutting wheat. Botzer is grapes. Goder is Te'en is tamarim is dates. Masik are zasim. Rashi has a gear some mosaic, not masik, whatever. Ore is figs. So these are all malacha achas, adkan, divrei ha-gemara. The Rambam, of course, lists them all as avos malachos. The Rambam Perek Zion lists all of these as avos malachos. The Ramah, cited there in the Kesef Mishnah on the Marimah Komal sheet, I didn't tell you exactly where the Ramach is. It's in the Kesef Mishnah of Halacha Beis. The Ramach says that in his opinion, only Kotzer is one of the Avos Malachos. First, he asks Akasha that if all of these are Avos Malachos, so we have way more than 39, we end up with like Hitainas like 50 or something like that. Rather, the Ramach Tainas that since
what about the other? This is our third.
This right, so it's the Ramach same kash. Ramach is asking kash on halacha base because this kash is going on all of these situations where the Rambam has ko-avos. Right, since the Rambam has ko-avos, the Ramach says that it's not conceivable that there are ko-avos that would lead to over 50. Again, obviously, for the Rambam, a ko-av doesn't mean it's counted separately. It will require a little more definition explanation as we go on, although honestly I don't know if I have more definition explanation. Hi.
What does koav mean that you do this action? It's an av malacha, but like each of these actions is sort of the same, like under the same category of av malachos, but this is an av as opposed to do a different action. It's a toldo, so that action's a toldo.
Again, this action, if I cut down grapes,
Right, so that would be an
that's an av.
av
And
malacha of would be the
it's an av
same.
malacha the same as kotzer.
Right.
So far, so good.
What's the question then?
So the question is that if kotzer and botzer are both avos malachos, so then acharei kechos hakol, I have way more than 39.
It's still a malacha of kotzer.
I have a malacha of Kotzer, but I also have a malacha of Botzer and a malacha of Goder and Oreh, etc. Right? Look at Halacha Daled. The Rambam writes Kotzer, Tevuah, Kitnis, right? Botzer, Anovim, Goder, Tmarim, Mosik, Zesim, Oreh, Te'enim, Ko, Elu, Av, Malacha, Achashein. These are all one Av. The Ramach's kasha is, if they're all avos, so then we should have 39 plus whatever. Obviously, the Rambam is saying, this might be what you mean, Ellie.
I think they're all the same av malacha.
They're all the same av malacha, but they're all sub avos, part of kotzer, right?
Right.
Okay, b'kitzer. But the Ramach himself disagrees. And the Ramach says that only Kotzer is the Av and all the others are Toldos. The Magen Mishnah comments that for the Rambam, if there is something that is the same in all ways, it's only a difference in the Pu'ula or in the Nif'al, that is going to still be an Av. Right? His Lashon is, Shekol Malacha Shidoma La'av B'dimyon Gomor, Ela Shal Chalukah Mimenu Be'echos HaPu'ula O Be'echos HaNif'al, Hareza av kemosa. Av a malacha domula b'miktsas is a tolda. right? So there's no difference between cutting grapes, etc. Now, what this means l'cha'ora is that the Ramach, I don't remember if I said this ever before, I probably did, but the Ramach holds that to be an av melacha has to be something that was involved in Mishkan construction. And the Ramach has this lashon over here in this Shtikl Torah. He writes, Bolzer Mosek lohayu b'mishkan, shelohayu tzorech ha-mishkan. Meaning the Ramach is saying that to be an av melacha has to be something involved in the construction of the Mishkan. Producing wine and oil, even though they were involved in the Mishkan, were not involved in the construction of the Mishkan. So the Ramach is clearly saying something like the Rashi, not like the Rav Haigon. The Rambam, Lav Dafka, is saying the same as the Rav Haigon either. Lav Dafka, right? In other words, the Rambam, we could learn, is saying even items that were done to produce wine and oil is the Av Malacha, but I think the way the Magid Mishnah presented it, that's not what the Rambam is saying. It's not that the Rambam agrees with Rav Haigon, it's just that the Rambam holds, since it's Mamish Dome B'dimyon Gamur, so therefore it has to be that this is the Av Malacha as well. Okay, Ad Kan, that first Ha'ara that we wanted to make.
I mean, is it true that all the Hayinu Avos were done to declare the sake of Korban in some way?
I don't know if all of them.
Right. It seems like the
Te'enim. Were Te'enim used in the...
I mean, you would be Dohav and say Bikurim. But once you say that, you have a bit of a problem.
Which problem?
Because then pretty much everything you're going to have a problem. You wouldn't be able to be showing Mayim because of the Nisuhayai.
Maybe. Shivas Mayim, like, doesn't really... There's no malacha involved in drawing water. But if there would be a malacha, and a chanami. Right? We'll have to
talk... There's no malacha involved in drawing water. We get the malachos from the Mishkan. If the malachos are coming from the Mishkan, then the malacha would be Shivas Mayim.
Uh-huh. If the, again, the Ramach, there's Machlok Sim Rashi in the Rav Haigon. Is the Malacha defined by the building of the Mishkan or defined by stuff that was done in the Mishkan? The Ramach will be here in Perek Zayin Halacha Beis is clearly saying like Rashi, not like the Rav Haigon. The question is, what about the Rambam? When the Rambam says that making, that cutting down grapes and cutting down olives is the Malacha, is the Rambam saying like the Rav Haigon?
No,
right, or is the Rambam saying I'd be inclined that the Rambam
if I harvest wheat, does anybody say that that's
only a difference in the Nif'al?
Right,
so we're saying the same thing.
Yeah.
Jake, this is like the first time all year that we agreed. Right? Okay, just putting it out there. Maybe the second time, I don't remember. Okay,
Rebbe, did anybody say that kotzer is only if you harvest some amanim, like or trees?
Again, I don't know some. So this gets to the question. I think the Ramach is saying something about harvesting. I don't know. Is it some amanim or is it etzim? We spoke about this the other day. If etzim is a tolda, right? How come it's not an av? If it's based on building the Mishkan, they have to chop wood in order to make the crushing. I would think that chopping wood is more av-like than all of this other stuff, especially if av means building the Mishkan, right? Yeah,
like wheat would not be kotzer. Harvesting wheat is not kotzer. Like
wheat?
What
is kotzer?
Yeah, what is kotzer? What are they cutting down that's kotzer? Right. So
like the Torah says kotzer by like
the Torah says again, the Rambam writes, the Rambam writes kotzer tevuah or kitness. Tevuah and kitness is called kotzer as opposed to all the other terms.
Right.
What do they do with tevuah in terms of building the Mishkan? I don't know if they did anything with tevuah in terms of building the Mishkan. The Rambam does not say kotzer samamanim at all, right? Shteit Mishkan Rambam. So this, I think, does raise a bit of a question on Rashi, and maybe even according to the Ramah, right? According, what exactly were they cutting down? Unless I want
to... can't mean pishtan.
I'm sorry?
Tavua can't mean the same thing as pishtan. Tavua can't be like an all-inclusive term.
Does tavua include pishdan? That's interesting. I don't know. Usually tavua means wheat and barley. Usually it doesn't mean pishdan. What's the Hebrew term for pishdan? We spoke about this once.
But it doesn't say dagon, right?
But again, I think in biblical Hebrew, tavua and dagon are pretty much... Is the word tavua a biblical Hebrew word? Scholars. Well, tavua sasada, yeah. Okay. I'll trust you on that one. But does pishdan ever come across as tavua? What would I call cutting pishdan? Remember, pishdan is not cut. By pishdan, the way you do it is you pull it. You don't want to cut it. You want to get the fiber as long as possible. You pull it out of you pull it from the ground. You don't cut it.
That's just a question of the method of kosher. That doesn't define that kosher is different. It's just
I don't know. Remember, the Magen Mishnah says that there could be two distinctions. It could be a distinction in the Maisa or a distinction in the Nif'al, in the result. I would say also that by Pishdan, I'm not cutting off by everything else, the way we said the Sefer from Rabbi Asher Weiss the other day, I'm cutting the fruit from the ikar thing. By Pishdan, I pull the ikar, I pull the trunk with the fruit. Right? By everything else, I'm detaching the fruit from the trunk. By Pishdan, the way I get it off the ground is I pull the trunk and the fruit and the seeds from the ground. And then later on, I separate the seeds from the trunk by some sort of process of like making it wrapped. No?
Isn't that similar ish though to wheat? I mean, you're not pulling the wheat out, but you're cutting out the trunk with the seeds. And then later on, you separate the wheat from the chaff.
Right. I cut the trunk. By wheat, do they cut it like down to the ground? I don't know. I don't think they cut it down to the ground. I think it's more like using a kosher shaver than using a razor. No? Again,
maybe it depends on how good your kosher shaver is.
What? No, I'm just saying that the shaver theoretically doesn't get skin close.
Okay, it depends how close is how good the tractor maybe is.
Okay.
Well, I'm just saying cut them just above the ground.
If I cut it just above the ground, I think that means I'm leaving some sort of trunk. That's what I'm saying. As opposed to pishdan, that I pull it out from the roots. I don't leave any trunk there. That's the yisod of pishdan. Again, all I know is like from this website about going from flax to linen that I spent time on, just because I was saying Shirman Sukkah that connected to that idea. I'm not sure. I really don't know why no one is saying that kaitzer wood should be the real malacha. Why we're assuming that kotzer wood is the tolda, that is still a mystery.
Where is it so clear that kotzer wood is the tolda?
It's only clear in the lumdus that we suggested in the taisvis of Zomer v'tzarech la'etzem, that the reason you need tzarech la'etzem, we said, is because it's a tolda. Right? It's only clear in that lumdus, and we're raising an objection in terms of how it should be the av, but when I look at the Rambam and he defines kotzer, the Rambam does not speak about kotzer wood. He speaks about kotzer tavua or kitnis. Right? It would make much more sense that the malacha of kotzer should be on the wood. Gentlemen, I am stuck, more or less. But stuck doesn't mean we're not going to go weiter. Okay, chevra, there are three possibilities of the malacha of kotzer. Conceptually, there are three ways of looking at this malacha. We could look at the malacha of kaitzer, which I think would be the easiest way to think of it, that I cut something off of the ground. That would be the easiest way of looking at kaitzer. There's another way of looking at kaitzer, which we can call psikas hayanika, that I am cutting something off from its source of nourishment. Or source of life, I could say it like that, from its life-giving force. The third mahalach is that even if I'm not cutting it off from a source of nourishment, if I cut something off from its natural habitat, that might be kotzer. There's a difference between cutting something off from its source of life and cutting something off from its natural habitat, and that is something that we are going to analyze. Three possibilities.
If I pull ivy off the wall?
If I pull ivy off the wall, one could argue that is the full-fledged melech of kaitzer. Absolutely.
Even though it's still connected to the ground?
Even though it's still connected. Well, again, the fact that it's still connected to the ground. Right. In other words, again, I don't know if a wall is considered the natural habitat of ivy, Wrigley Field notwithstanding, but...
Chicago in as charged.
Are you from Chicago, by the way?
Yeah.
Wow.
Last I did.
Did you ever like watch a game in Wrigley Field, like standing on someone's roof? Isn't that like...
No, I don't even know the teams.
The team is called the Cubs. Okay. Now, here it goes, Clever.
I thought it was the White Sox.
The White Sox playing Comiskey Park, please. There's the south side of Chicago. Needy, this is like, whatever. Amaratus and Tyra is excusable. Amaratus and baseball is like, okay. The Cubs, yeah.
Chingas Devas Eviado.
Again?
Does he at least know they won?
Yeah, do you know that the Cubs won the World Series a few years ago, right? That's what Ellie is asking.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, okay.
I
still remember the Godless of 1984 when like everyone thought the Cubs had a chance for like the first time since 1908 or whatever it was. Yeah. Okay. Now, gentlemen, three possibilities in culture: either detaching something from the ground, detaching something from its source of nourishment, right, or detaching something from its natural habitat. Those are the three possibilities. To look at these three possibilities, I think we should analyze the Gemara in Kuf Zayin Amud Beis, going up to Kuf Ches, where the Gemara speaks about the three Fs. The Gemara speaks about fish, fetus, and fungus. The three Fs, right? It's mamish a good way to remember Kuf Zayin Amud Beis, going up to Kuf Ches. Kuf Zayin Amud Beis speaks about Ameshmo Hashola Dag Min Hayam Kevin Shiyavishmo Kasela Chayim. Right? That's fish. If I pull fish from the ground, so I am chayiv once it dries up a little bit. Yavish bo kisela, the Gemara says it doesn't even have to completely dry up, it has to just be that there's riri, that when I touch it, there's like some ririn, they keep it attached, whatever it is. Next mahalach in the Gemara is fetus, right? Fish, then fetus. Hoshet yadolim e behema, v'dildo uber shibimei eha chayiv. Right, you reach into the animal and you detach the uber inside the animal's stomach, you're chayim. The Gemara says that is oiker davar migiduloi, which is a lashon that I would think means some sort of kotzer. That's the pashtus. The third source, the third idea in the Gemara is fungus. The Gemara says, haiman detolash pitra miuna. If you rip a mushroom, a fungus, off of the kli, or the dli that it's growing on, so you're also going to be chayiv. Now, what exactly am I chayiv for? Which particular malacha do I violate in fetus, and fungus? The Yerushalmi is quoted in the Rashba that the pashtus is, on all of these things, you violate kotzer. And the idea over here is tremendous, which means that kaitzer, first of all, means when I take something away from, right? What it's at, away from its source?
Source of life?
Source of life? Not necessarily, because fungus is a boire, is a shahakomiya bedvaro, right? It's a spore. The mushroom is a spore. It probably means natural habitat, ora. Right? The fish doesn't get life from the water. But it's kotzer in that the natural habitat of the fish is in the water. right? The Rashba quotes in the Yerushalmi. I give you the Maror Malkum in the Yerushalmi. It is Vesach Nisht on Mem Chesam and Beis. Hahein Tzad Kavra, right? That basically cutting something off from its natural habitat is the Malach of Kotzer. Now, Lecha Eira, if I put the Yerushalmi does not say the same as the Bavli. The Bavli speaks about that once it dries up a little bit, then I'm chayiv. But if I put the Yerushalmi together with the Bavli, Yerushalmi does not say that. That might mean the following idea, though. And one could learn the Bavli like this also, that fish, fetus, and fungus is all a malacha of kotzer. But that means that kotzer means I take something and I make it not shayich for it to be put back in and continue kimo shahaya. That means if I do a malacha, right? There's a whole discussion in the Shvisas HaShabbos and some of the Achrayim. Let's say I do borer. I take psolos mitoch ochel, right? Can I put it back in and solve the problem? No? It's like, you know, the kid who mistakenly turns on the light on Shabbos and gets upset, so he turns it back off, right? Does that work in Judaism, right?
Or
would
you do it over twice?
What? Okay. So one could argue that, yeah, over twice. If there is kotzer on a fish, right? When I put the fish back in the water, it should be no teya. Right?
What?
Why do you always
you're
think
not
I'm
selling you that one?
Why do you always think I'm crazy? If it's what's kaitzer? Kaitzer seems to be the opposite of noteya, no?
No, those they're telling each other the opposite way. You can
kaitzer
finds the things that aren't
machuba
at the
card,
but you can't tell me
those.
Why
not?
Maybe filling
a fishbowl is
choresh. Choresh. Again, isn't the pashtus, if you would think intuitively, gentlemen, wouldn't you say that kotzer is connected to zoreya or noteya? Is implanting an animal in a uterus noteya? Maybe. Why not? Right? In other words,
this is on the IVF Shilas list.
Right? IVF Shilas, where they come out at the beginning of Ksubis about being Bo'ala Basula B'Shabbos, that was a totally different meaning, because maybe you're in violation of Neteya when you impregnate an animal.
Debbie, it's clear that the definition of Zoreya has nothing to do with Chibur LaKarka, and it's about causing something to grow. No? Is that?
I mean, again, what we spoke about in terms of the Magen Avraham and the Tavua that begins to germinate.
Right.
That might be some sort of tolda. Not an av, or maybe that is the way we suggested. Maybe that is mitzarche ha-zariah, because first it has to germinate before it begins to put it in the ground.
But you can't tell me. You can tell me that quotes the other way.
I don't mean it seriously, okay? In other words, that culture seems to be unrelated to Noteya or Zareya. I'm happy to say it that way. Okay. But the point is, according to the Yerushalmi, if I remove something from its natural habitat, I am in violation of kotzer. According to the Bavli, I'm only in violation of whatever the iser is when it begins to dry back up. That means that if I take the item and I stop it back in, I take the fish out and then I put it back in, so it is different than the kid who turns the light on and then turns the light off, in which case you're chayiv twice. This is a way of undoing my malacha. Right?
Before
isn't it?
Or after it dried.
If it's after it dried, I can't undo it. If it's before it dried, right? So, lucha ora, right? The pashtus in the Yerushalmi is that when I take it out of the ground, I remove it from its natural habitat. However, if I put the Yerushalmi together with the Bavli, my zman chiyuv is not just when I remove it from the natural habitat. This man chiyuv is when I put it back in. This man chiyuv is when it reaches the point of no return, when it dries up. That means until such time as it dries up, right, I can put it back in and that will undo my chiyuv.
Will it undo the chiyuv or make something chiyuv never chal?
I don't know how different those two ideas are.
I mean, it makes a difference when you get the matzos, it makes a difference when I do the chachila, if I'm going to put it back.
Of course you should do it lechatchila. No, right? That's a way of undoing my iser.
No. If I do it, no. Can I do that lechatchila? Can I take a fish out of water for a little bit of time?
No. There's for sure some sort of iser around. Oh, no. I can't say that pulling a fish out of the water, but...
Right,
what I'm just arguing is, okay, in our Gemara, fish, fungus, fetus. Right? Fish, fetus, fungus. So for the Yerushalmi, lecha'or you violate kotzer by all of them. That means that by a fetus, I am also violating kotzer. And by a fish, it's kotzer. That means that kotzer does not require gidulei karka. Right? And lecha'or, you see this idea also from fungus, because fungus is not gidulei karka. In fact, I make a shahakol on a mushroom, not a bore pri adam, it means it's not gidulei karka. The Ramban, cited in the Rashba, the Ramban disagrees. And the Ramban maintains that you cannot be chayyeh, the Ramban doesn't even entertain the idea until the very end. We quote to Yerushalmi, but you get the impression he's calling that Yerushalmi almost like a Hasidish joke. But until the very end, the Ramban is focusing more on the case of the fetus. And the Ramban tainas that by the fetus you cannot be chayiv because it is, you can't be chayiv for kotzer because it's not gedulei karka. Right? That's what the Ramban tells me. That you're only chayiv on gedulei karka. What about fungus? Because fungus is for sure some sort of iser of kotzer. That's what emerges from the Hemshech HaGemara. Apparently, the Ramban is going to say that it's almost like there's a second track within Kotzer. There's paradigmatic Kotzer, right? Which is, there's paradigmatic Kotzer, which involves Gedulei Karka. And then there is Kotzer in terms of taking something away from its natural habitat, which does not involve gidulei karka. It's interesting that the Ramban in this entire essay about the fetus, the Ramban is going back and forth as to whether you could be chayav for kotzer, it's not gidulei karka. But what happened to the fungus, which is not gidulei karka? As well, right? That seems to not be addressed in the Ramban. Now,
would you be able to just generalize the idea of gidulei karka?
What?
Would you be able to just generalize the idea of gidulei karka to fungus? I mean, it's not such a hard generalization.
To generalize gidulei karka to apply to fungus.
Yeah.
So I could say that, but I could also say that gidulei karka can be generalized to apply to animals. Especially right. Because I have sources in Shas, like with respect to mice or sheni and the like, right. And animals called gidulei karka, right? So that would be easier. Yet me'eza siba shehi, the Ramban does not do that.
Unless the Ramban thinks it's about chibor.
So the malacha of Tolish could be about chibor, so then why is the Ramban playing with terms like gidulei karka?
Because it's chibor. Because you're going to define gidulei karka in this case in terms of chibor lekarka. That would be the idea.
Chibor lekarka, but the fungus is attached to a barrel. It's not attached to the karka kihuzen. I have a barrel in my front porch.
To it is karka.
How is a barrel karka?
Because the thing that it's growing out of, it's very different. It's conceptually much more similar. Like something growing out of a... If you grow plants out of a wall, you're not going to tell me they're not going to be carbon, they're going to hive on zero.
This is what you were asking before about like ivy and Wrigley Field. If I pull the ivy off of
let's say I have hydroponics, it's not touching the ground. You're going to tell me that I'm not high on culture for cutting off hydroponic roots?
Maybe not. I don't know.
It seems wild.
The Gemara says is not derech. That's correct. The Gemara on Kuf Ches, Amnav says Atzachen Nakov is not the derech. Therefore, I'm not chayiv. Right. So I would maintain that hydroponics also is not the derech.
But you call that down to derech, and we call that if it would be derech, then it would be chayav, despite the fact that it's not.
Because I'm assuming that kotzer has nothing to do with gedulei karka. Let me explain. Let me give you a mashal. In Yerideya and Simin Vov, there is a din that hashochet demechubar, the shchita is no good. Now, that means, l'cha'ira, if I take a nail of an animal and I shecht with it, I mishchita sopsula. Hagon Reb Kiva Eger, in his Hasagas in Yerideya Simin Vov, says, 1 second, but an animal is not mechubar l'karka. So why is it mechubar? So Reb Kiva Eger suggests that maybe when we speak about hashochet b'mechubar, we're talking about using the nail of an eved, the big thumbnail of an eved. We use that to chef, because avodim are hukshu l'karka. You think I'm making this up?
I don't think you're making up.
I am not making this up at all. Right? This is what Reb Kiva Eger writes in Yerideya Simin Vov.
Does it have to be kafos and sleeping?
What?
Does it have to be kafos and sleeping?
He has a kafos and sleeping? No, eved is hukash l'karka, even if it's not kafos and sleeping. The Gemara about kafos and sleeping is only in terms of the kinyan chotzer, etc. But
yeah, but he's also metaltal in the ma'isa.
So what? It could be metaltal and it's hukash l'karka. And otzitz nokuv is metaltal and that's hukash l'karka. Right? Kinyan karka and nachon? I mean, the Pnei Yeshua writes this in Kedushin Daf Chaf Beis. Right? What kinyan do you have on an otzitz nukiv? You ever thought about this? Are you calling it an otzitz nukiv with meshicha? Or are you calling it an otzitz nukiv with kasef and shtar? Is an otzitz nukiv conceived? On the one hand, it's karka. On mitzray. The other hand, it's metaltalin.
You'll be da'ish ha-mitzray on it.
Or chazaka? Can I make a chazaka on otzitz nukiv?
Again?
Can I make a chazaka on otzitz nukiv?
An otzitz nukiv, yeah.
Can I make a chazaka?
Maybe. That's the question. What kinyan is shayach on the Pnei Yeshua Tanya's in Kedushin Daf Chaf Beis? I remember when we did this with Rav Shechter. Rav Shechter made this sound like the most pashut thing in Judaism. I don't know if it's pashut at all. He says that the kinyanim depend on karka versus metaltalin, karka in the sense of immovable versus metaltalin, which means movable, and therefore the kinyanim on an otzitz nokov are going to be kinyane metaltalin.
What about this? He's telling the chosen of a kama with tests about avadim hariyak karkaos the bleeding cup. Like, wouldn't that be the whole sugya there?
Yes, I mean yes, but no. But let's go back, gentlemen. Reb Kiva Eger says that in Hilchos Shchita, when I write the hashechet b'mechubar is no good, what that means is if I use the thumbnail of an eved or the toenail as an eved as my sakin shel shchita. And he tainas, maybe it's not only an eved, maybe the din is going to according to the opinion of Tosfos and Kedushin Daf Zayin that all b'nei odom are hukash l'karka. Not only avodim are hukash l'karka, all b'nei odom are hukash l'karka. The Shach and Choshen Mishpat has a very lengthy discussion about whether we hold like that Rashi or not. Reb Kiva Eger brings that Rashi up in terms of the din of Shchita. Reb Moshe Soloveitchik, Zechron Levracha, and this is in the Sefer Chidushi HaGoyim of Moshe Soloveitchik, years and years ago, when I think I was a freshman in college, the yeshiva decided to have a series of shiurim to commemorate the older Rashi yeshiva here. So Reb Yosef Weiss, Zechron Levracha, gave a shiur about the Meitzer Ilui. And Rav Shechter's father, who had been a Talmud of Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, was supposed to give a shiur about Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, but Rav Shechter instead gave the shiur about Rav Moshe Soloveitchik. And he said over the Shtikl Torah, which is found in Chidushei Hagram Halevi, that Rav Moshe Soloveitchik pointed out there's two dinim. There's a din of Mechubar and there's a din of Mechubar Lekarka. Mechubar Lekarka means something that's attached to the ground. The din of mechubar means something that's attached to something else. If I shecht with a knife, so the handle of the knife is buckled to the knife. But when I shecht with an animal, you can't say that the entire animal is buckled to the toenail of the animal. The din of shechita requires, based on the pasuk, vayikachas hama'achelas biyado, something like that, it has to be a davar that is not mechubar. It has nothing to do with mechubar l'karka. It means something that is not mechubar. That That's where Moshe Soloveitchik answered the Reb Kiva Eger. The Reb Kiva Eger.
So if I have a shechita knife that's tied to the wall.
A shechita knife, again, tied to the wall, you have to figure out, does it become a chelak of the wall? If it's mechubar to something else, it could be that you're not yotze shechita. That's right.
But shechita b'muchani is a...
Shechita, the Gemara speaks about, if I have like that machine with all the blades that go around, that whole thing is considered the sacking of shechita. But when I have the toenail of the animal, the way Rav Moshe Soloveitchik explained it, this is, I sent you guys in the Mar Makomas to look in the shiurim that Rav Soloveitchik gave on Yeredeya on that din, where he quotes this idea that he heard from his father, that the notion of shechita is based on mechubar as opposed to mechubar lekarka. There are a number of dinim that Rav Moshe Soloveitchik analyzes based on mechubar versus mechubar lekarka. Anovim ha'omdos libatzer, whether it's even if you hold it's kibitzuros damyon,
right.
Tosis points out that when inyan shavua, right? Again, Tosis points out that. And therefore, in terms of Shavua, it's not considered karka. It could be, it is considered mechubar lekarka, technically, al pi halacha, but it is not considered mechubar l'inyan Shavua. Shavua might be a different din. It's not based on mechubar lekarka. I think that's what Rav Moshe Soloveitchik has in that Shtikl Torah, although honestly, I didn't reread it this morning. I'm working on like memory from many years ago. But the point is, if I go back to the sugya, I have fish, fetus, and fungus. It's clear from the Gemara by fungus that the din of kotzer is not based on karka. It's clear from the Gemara by the fungus that the din of kotzer involves removing something. The shaila is it removing something from its natural habitat, or does it mean removing something from its place of nourishment? And I could say a fancy shtickle Torah, perhaps, that fungus, even though the Gemara Tainas that it grows from the air because it's a spore, but we perhaps view it for this din like its nourishment is coming from the tzli. Right, we could say that it means natural habitat. If it means natural habitat, so then we could go back to the possibility of dagim. And then I might say that dagim is not considered mechubar at all because the fish move hena vahena. Now,
wait,
there is, yes, Nady, then Jake. Yeah, Nady first.
Well, what's the difference between fungus and an atzitz nakuv? Atzitz nakuv is also yonik through the air.
So that's what the Gemara says, whether it's kedarko or not kedarko. The Gemara says, hayne rabise or not hayne rabise. Right? The Gemara raises this question, the difference between fungus and the atzitz chain on nakuv. Right? That's a question in the Gemara. Now,
Jay,
I should note that there is another mahalach in the sugya that the Mi'iri takes. The Mi'iri assumes that the moch of kotzer involves killing something. The pashtus. Now, that's already an interesting idea. Or let me say it like this. Let me take a step back. Many Rishonim understand, the Ramban, the Rashba quotes the Ramban, that the chiyuv for the fetus case is a chiyuv of netilas neshama. And fish and fetus is out netilas neshama, but fungus is out kotzer. And this emerges from the Rambam as well, that the Rambam has the din of fish and fetus in Perek Yud Aleph about netilas neshama, but the din of fungus, the Rambam has Perek Ches about kotzer. Right? So everyone holds that kotzer does not have to be from the karka. That's clear. The shaila is, what about fish and fungus? Is fish and fungus about netilas neshama? That's what the Ramban says. The Mi'iri, however, says that we could split between fish and fungus. fish and fetus. Is right? Fish, fetus, fungus. Fungus is kotzer. Fish and fetus, the Ramban says, is netilas neshama. The Me'iri Taina is that fetus can't be netilas neshama because the fetus was not alive yet. And therefore, there can't be netilas neshama on the fetus. Of course, this is a huge issue that comes up in Hilchos Yom HaKippurim and elsewhere about whether we assume that a fetus is considered life. Can I be Mechal Shabbos, Mechal Yom HaKippurim for the fetus? Right? Am I Mechal Shabbos for potential life? Something that is not yet life. That might be totally in the reasons in the Gemara. Kaleo Olav Shabbos Achas Kadesh Yishmar Shabbos Esharbe versus V'chai Bohem. Can Zayin that V'chai Bohem doesn't apply to a fetus. V'chalei Olav Shabbos Achas does apply. Because Chalei Olav Shabbos Achas means I'm Mechal Shabbos in order to give the potential for more life, for more Shabbosos. As opposed to V'chai Bohem, L'chai requires something which is alive. And is a fetus considered alive? Yesh La'ayin. No? The Me'iri over here is assuming, here being Kuv Zayin on the base, the Me'iri is assuming that the fetus is not alive, and as such, there cannot be a din of Netilas Neshama on the fetus, and that's why he's arguing on the Ramban. Now, the flip side of this conversation, fish, fetus, fungus. Yerushalmi seems to be taking the approach that everything is Kaitzer. That would mean that the case of fetus is kotzer. That would mean that you could have kotzer from a behemoth. Rashi and Daf Tzadi Hei assumes this way, l'chora. Or Rashi and Tzadi Hei, I should be more precise, quotes an opinion like this. Rashi and Tzadi Hei quotes an opinion that if one milks an animal, we'll talk about milking an animal probably 2 days from now. Tomorrow I want to talk about some of the gezeros atu kotzer. Then we'll move on to dash and milking animals, which is the tisus at the bottom, vayingam on the base. But what's the malacha involved in milking an animal? So Rashi and Sadihe quotes an opinion that the malacha involved is kotzer. Kotzer. How's it kotzer? So the answer is, it's kosher because you are taking the milk away from its natural habitat, which is the udder of the animal. Right? So if I follow this mahalach, that kosher means removing something from its natural habitat, the whole Gemara makes sense, and that would be the Yerushalmi. And the chiddush of the Yerushalmi is mostly by fish, that even though it's not really attached because it's going hena vahena, still there can be kosher. On the other hand, within the Bavli, we have a huge machlokas harishonim. There are rishonim, the Ramban, the Rashba, etc., who assume that the case of fish and fetus is netilas neshama. I should point out that the Rabbeinu Hananel has a line that the look at the Rabbeinu Hananel over here. Kuv Zayin on the base. It's like six lines on the bottom. That's wild. That's exactly the idea they said before. That the malach of kaitzer is only when I permanently sever something from its source, no? If I shtup it back in, that's not kotzer. And the Rabbeinu Hananel seems to be saying that the fish is kotzer. He then goes on to the next line, v'gam lo harago, v'lo hetiko nami makom chiyus olegamre. Right? In other words, the Rabbeinu Hananel is talking about both netilas neshama and kotzer. And the Rabban holds that kotzer is a reversible malacha. The fish would be kotzer, and it's a reversible malacha. That is Yerushalmi-like. Rambam splits between the cases. Rambam holds that fungus is kaitzer, fish and fetus is yitzias neshama. Right? That seems to be the way we can look at the Gemara. There's a Tosis in Avodah Zarah and Daf Chavav. Tosis in Avodah Zarah and Daf Chavav has a different approach to Judaism. Tosis says that this case of Hoshet Yadolim Ebehema Bedilda Uber Shabime Eha, the violation, the Malachai violate is Gozes. Gozes! I am taking an animal out of the animal's uterus. That is Gozes. How's it Gozes? So apparently Gozes means whenever I sever something that is extraneous to the body. A uterus is the body. The baby in the uterus is extraneous to the body. That is going to be Gozes. That's already a wild idea. In the Tshuvas of the Dvar Avram, he has a discussion. We mentioned this in passing a number of days or weeks ago, whatever it is. What malacha do I violate when I do mila on Shabbos? It's clear that mila is uber yerech imo. Uber yerech imo. And therefore what, Nady?
I mean, this is assuming that you uber is not yerech imo, no? It's extraneous to the body, as Rebbe said.
Okay. And I hear that. In other words, if uber yerech imo, so then the uber is considered like a limb of the body. It's like the arm of the mother. So then, yesha ayin, do I violate gozes if I cut off an arm? Right? This is a similar conversation we had with respect to kotzer, when you cut off branches. In the tshuvas of the Dvar Avram, the Kovner Rav, by the way, the Kovner Rav went to Rav Soloveitchik to marry his daughter. And that's why the Rav spent like a week in the Kovner Rav's house. And that's why the Kovner Rav wrote that letter, which is published in the Mosad Rav Kook, put out like a Sefer Hayovel Chvodo Shor Soloveitchik. At the beginning of that, they have the letter from the Kovner Rav. Rumor has it the Rav wasn't interested in marrying the Kovner Rav's daughter. He felt she wasn't pretty enough, something like that. This is the type of history, gentlemen, you don't get anywhere else. But okay, that's the story. Listen. But the Kovner Rav has a whole discussion, his tshuvas, about what malach I violate with Mila. Mila and Shabbos is some sort of malacha, if not for the fact that the Torah Hetira. What malacha is it? It could be it's a malacha of kotzer. Kotzer would mean what? That cutting off any part of the body is kotzer. It's a little bit wild. It could be it's a malacha of gozes. Right? Again, according to Nadi's Uber Yerach Imo analogy, with that Tosfos in Avodah Zarah, that the Hoshet Yadolam Ebehema Vahotzi Uber is the malacha of gozes, so it is understandable how I can make those jumps. Yeah.
Don't we run into a problem of Ma'alav Shkita Machayev here? Because if we're going to say that Kotzer is going to include the case of the Uber, then why do I need a separate malacha of gozes when I'll be also meet the Kotzer?
If kotzer, right, why do I need a separate malach of gozes? It, you know, according to Tosan Avodah Zarah, that the uber is gozes, yeah?
No.
What's the difference between kotzer and gozes?
Anybody who says that the uber is kotzer, why do I need gozes?
If the uber is kotzer, why do I need gozes? Yeah. Again, so it could be that it depends on whether I'm cutting off something that's alive or something that's not alive. Gozes, I'm cutting off my nails. My nails are not alive. My hair is not really alive. Right? As opposed to kaitzer is cutting off something that's alive. The question is, according to that Rashi, that milking an animal is kotzer. Right, so then my distinction doesn't work.
Right.
Again, this is all addressed in that lengthy Tshuva in the Dvar Avram, which Beli Nedar try to read for tomorrow to have it goes on forever, this Tshuva in the Dvar Avram. He also begins, I started reading it before. He's like, yeah, I'm now in Moscow at some rabbinic conference. I don't have svarim, so I'm just going to write to you based on what I remember. And it's like, goes on forever. It's unbelievable. The man was like a super genius. So, Pekitzer Hama'aseh, fish, fetus, fungus, the Gemara on Kuf Zayin. It's clear that the Muskal Rishon, that Kotzer involves cutting something off from the ground, is not true, which fits in very nicely with the distinction that Rav Moshe Soloveitchik made. The difference between being Mechubar and being Mechubar Lekarka. The Malach of Kotzer has nothing to do with Mechubar Lekarka. That's clear. That's what I see from the Gemara about the fungus. The Reb Menachem Zemba, in his Totsos Chaim, I gave him Maramachom, it's like a letter in the back of Simon Ches. Reb Menachem Zemba says, based on this, he has a different pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara in Samach Ches says that there's a chumra of Shabbos over Shavuos. That Shabbos Yechayiv Bein betolosh, bein b'mechubar, but Shavuos, you're only chayiv b'mechubar, you're not chayiv betolosh. That's a Gemara Daf Samach Ches Amud Aleph. Now, how do I understand that Gemara? The majority of Rishonim understand that Gemara, that what it means is that there's no malacha on Shavuos once the plant was already cut down. If the plant is already cut off the ground, you could do whatever you want. But on Shabbos, you can still violate malachos. If the plant was cut down, you could still violate Tochen and the like. That's the way most Rishonim understand. However, that would mean, the Gemara is like speaking, the Gemara is not saying a full sentence, because there's a Chumr of Shabbos over Shavuos, and that by Shabbos is a Malach of Tochen, by Shavuos is only a Malach of Kotzer, not Tochen. Right? So the Gemara doesn't make sense. That's where Menachem Zemba's problem. So Menachem Zemba suggests, according to our Gemara about the fungus, everything is mvur, that there's a difference in the malacha of kotzer between Shabbos and Shavuos. By Shabbos, the malacha of kotzer involves removing something from its natural habitat, right? That is kotzer. Or, right, removing something that is not movable in its natural, from its natural habitat. Maybe a fish is not kotzer, but a fungus is kotzer. Perhaps. The idea is that kotzer is defined differently on Shabbos than it's defined on Shavuos. That's the yisod that Reb Menachem Zemba develops based on this Gemara on Kuf Ches, the Gemara about the fungus. So these are some of the ha'aros that we wanted to discuss. I think I had something else I wanted to say, but I don't remember. Right. I think I had something else to say, but I don't remember exactly what it was. And anyway, we have Mincha right now. Okay, Chavrus, have a great day.